We are coming up on one of our favorite days. It's a great day to celebrate entrepreneurship and getting them started when they're young. Just a few years ago, Lemonade Day rolled out nationally, and well, I guess it was started in Houston, but it's been a factor here for a good long while. And every year about this time, we get to check in with the head lemon of Lemonade Day, Reed Walker, who is also the chief investment officer of 5T Investments and co-founder, and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, David. We appreciate your support from the very beginning of our first year in Dallas, I guess, and 5 years ago.
Was it 5 years ago?
5 years ago, yes.
So the idea is this is, I don't know what it's like. I mean, I guess... Well, it assists Girl Scouts sell cookies, and that sort of teaches them entrepreneurship.
It does. This is a lot more experiential program where we go through teaching kids how to plan, budget, set goals, execute their plan, go out, make money, learn how difficult it is, but also empower kids.
And learn some leadership skills along the way.
Yes, I mean we've
and
had
construction skills.
Yeah, we had a
and
kid
selling.
Yeah, just learning how to look adults in the eyes, how to really get the confidence you get from running your own business.
Okay, so let's go back and start at the beginning, because this is all going to come to a lemon head here on May the 4th. But so you go into schools and you find some kids, especially a lot of underprivileged kids, and you teach them how to start a business, right?
Yeah, we partner with a lot of great agencies across the DFW area. YMCA is using it across all across the Metroplex. Uplift Schools are using it in a number of their campuses, Boys and Girls Club from the very beginning. And so the key is to have kids that have time to learn and have caring adults or mentors around them that can teach the program. Most of these kids have been working on it for, you know, 4 or 5 weeks, learning the material from our online curriculum, which is free. If you want to do it with your own kids, you can go to our website, dallas.lemonadeday.org. But why I'm here is because this year we've got a record number of kids. Already 5,600 kids have registered in the program, which is a record by a factor of two.
And they work long before the actual Lemonade Day.
Yeah, I mean, there's some that do a minor amount. There's some that really go through the program every week, like Concord Church uses it at their church. And, you know, it's a six-week curriculum that they do on Sundays with 2 hours with their parents. And we just love the parental involvement, the teaching, and just the time it takes to really encourage these young entrepreneurs to be successful. And one of the reasons that we appreciate your support so much is, you know, this is kind of upside down a supply demand. We have that many kids that go out, set up their stands, and it's a fun deal to do this upcoming Saturday to go out and support these young stands. So we would encourage you to go to our website, dallas.lemonadeday.org, and there's a map of where all the stands are. Or not all our stands get put on the map, but most of the stands
are. So my job is just to go out and buy a cup of lemonade.
Yeah.
That's all I got to do.
Yeah, your listeners, that's what we're on the radio to do. We're just here to promote support and revenue. So these guys, after expenses, will make a profit. After they make a profit, we encourage them to spend some on a goal, save some, and hopefully share some. And so some of our organizations give more away. Concord Church, I think, raised $7,000 the first year, $11,000 the second year. And so all these kids, most of them do it as a team. And then they split the profits among themselves. And, you know, that's what we want to know. It's much more than just, you know, school learning. It's execution learning. And it's an empowerment deal. You see these kids that have gone through the program, they've got more confidence in what they're doing. And you really want to expand their dreams.
So, I mean, you've only been doing this now for 4 years prior. This is the fifth year. So I was looking for success stories. You don't have any Harvard MBA graduates.
Well, it's hard to track it, and that's what's kind of fun about it, because, you know, we do get business reports, and we always host a best stand. Last year there was a Darling family that was down in near the Moreland Y. The whole community came out and supported her. She made over $400. And so, you know, in Austin there was a young girl, Michaela, that actually took it all the way to Shark Tank. In Dallas,
hers was sold at like Whole Foods.
Yeah, they had a partnership with Whole Foods. We can't promise that kind of execution. We're just trying to get, you know, kids to make anywhere from $100 to $500.
And you do have sponsors that
yeah, we've got some great partners. Raising Cane's deserves a ton of support, a ton of thanks, because they do it at all their locations. They support it. It's on their radio ads. Raising Cane's is incredibly unsupporting national sponsor. Kroger allows us to set up stands, Carmel Car Washes, and a lot of businesses that we don't even know about that allow kids to set up in front of their business.
So is that the location? And, I mean, of course, that's part of what they're learning is where's the best place.
Yeah, site locations and how to get it there.
So,
I mean, Dallas
City
Parks.
Just on some residential corner in front of their
house.
Well,
if they have enough traffic, you know, it depends. But that's part of the, you know, that's part of the challenge of the program.
That's fabulous. So how many kids this year, do you think?
Over 5,600 have registered.
And so how many stands does that translate into, probably?
You know, it's hard because not all our stands get registered that locate their stands. And so it's one of the fun things because some people just get exposed to it. We always love it when they do the program itself. But the online curriculum, I think, teaches a lot about just setting goals, how to plan, how to market. And a majority of the kids do have a stand, but it's we never know how many we're going to have.
So it's all, but the one day, it all culminates Saturday, May the 4th?
Saturday, May 4th, citywide. And so if you can go, we've got a lot of kids at an Uplift in Arlington. We've got a lot of kids, hopefully, in front of some Y's. But, you know, it's going to be all around the city.
Lemonade Day, Greater Dallas, I guess.
No, I mean, it's either one, but dallas.lemonadeday.org.
Oh, yeah, 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 but I mean, overall, it's sort of
yeah, it's
greater
across the
Dallas
metroplex,
area.
Yes.
I like it. So we will tell the folks to stay thirsty, my friends. Yeah.
Thank you very
but
much,
stay
David.
Thirsty until Saturday.
Yeah, a bunch of Saturdays, yeah. A bunch of sugar next Saturday.
Yeah, Reed Walker continues to be the head lemon.
Well,
Lemonade Day.
And Tiffany Ruby is actually one that executes this. She's our incredible city director, executive director.
Well, you're the figurehead.
I am simply a figure man. I'm chairman and occasionally talk about it and help connect people
to
it.
All right. He's Reed Walker. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.